beautiful lights. I am your host, Kimberly Barrett. Welcome to the Sharing Love and Light Show, Vibration and Consciousness on the Planet. I am a psychic medium, quantum energy healer, and intuitive coach here to help you experience light and love. On this show, I will help you tap into your personal power and shift your energy so you can step into your life's purpose and manifest your dreams. I believe that love is not a verb. It is a state of being. Stay with me for the next hour and unlock the quantum energy gifts that are already in you. You're listening to the Sharing Love and Light Show starting now. Hello, beautiful lights. My name is Kimberly Barrett. I am so grateful to be here as your host today on Sharing Love and Light, Consciousness and Vibration on the Planet. We are live on the air and on Facebook Live on the first and third Thursdays of the month on Transformation Talk Radio. Welcome to all of you beautiful lights out there who are listening. If you're watching this on Facebook Live or the replay on YouTube, feel free to type in a comment. Let me know that you were here and remember to like and subscribe. So the beautiful and amazing Susan Dyer of Divining Women will actually be with us on our next episode, March 1st, 2022. Spirit has a way of working things out, as that will be the first day of Women's History Month, and she is all about helping women. So in this episode, I'll be talking about our current energies, and I figured I would let go and just channel in some messages to support many of us out there who are navigating these new energies. Tomorrow, according to astrology, is a full moon in Leo. So I don't know about you, but we're already feeling its effects. All I can say to many of you out there is to remember you are spirit having a human experience, that many of us raised our hand and said, I'm going to sign up and come during this time. And if you are listening, I am going to talk straight from my heart and straight from my guides. I do channel energy in. I channel in angels. I channel in what I call a federation of light. They are my backup crew that are there to support me and also are constantly encouraging me to share out in public because they also want to help others that are out there who may resonate with the energies that are coming through right now. If this doesn't resonate with you, no big deal. If it does, stay tuned because we are going to talk about how to navigate these energies. Remember that you are energy. I was watching What the Bleep Do You Think the other evening and reminding myself that science is getting caught up with a lot of the things that many of us have known for years and some of you are just waking up to, and that is quantum energy, understanding that we are not just physical beings having some type of spiritual experience, that we are actually spiritual energy, infinite, unlimited spiritual energy that is having this human experience, that we've come in for whatever reason, whether it's to teach and learn from each other, to love and be loved, to, you know, build new things that we've never experienced before. My understanding is that we are all connected in this beautiful energy. Some people call it oneness, but we are definitely all connected. And the current energies that are coming in now, I am so excited about. And at the same time, they can be difficult to manage because the current energies that are coming in, it's like we are receiving massive amounts of light. And to me, what that means when light comes in, people ask me, what do you mean by like, I am the love, I am the light, I am the truth, I am. I'm not disregarding any type of hardship or shadows or anything like that. What I mean is our overall essence of being is love. That when I think of our supreme prime creator, God force energy, whatever people want to call it, whatever created us, I think of some type of divine love has created each and every one of us, and that we are waking up to that love. And for me, take what you like, leave the rest. For me, I am choosing between the fear-based story and love. So I can go down a fear path, which I have many times in my life, and or I can choose love instead and go down more of a compassionate, heart-centered, love-open choices in my life. So that's what I think of as really like coming into that love energy. And when I think about light, it's shining light on the planet. The way that I view it, it was channeled in by someone from, I guess they call the celestial star family, star beings. You may not be familiar with this term, or you may be. Remember that all terms are relevant to our perception, right? Anything that I say is going to land on you in your own perception. And I attempt to share through what I'm perceiving and what's coming through me as messages. And part of that comes from Pleiadians. And one of the things the Pleiadians say is that light is knowledge. And I keep thinking that we're going into this age of Aquarius. We're moving into this new paradigm shift, this new age of Aquarius. And Aquarius is all about knowledge, you know, truth, forward thinking. So we're going into this age of Aquarius, and I get a little excited because I'm a Gemini and I love intellect and knowledge and that kind of stuff. But sometimes when the light shines on things, it can be a little painful, or it can be messy and mucky. And, you know, some of the words that I've heard my friends saying, like, oh, it gets a little mucky, or one of my favorite friends, Karen, she goes, yay, spiritual growth. And what she means is sometimes spiritual growth can be really painful at first until you've really like peeled the layers of the onion. I keep thinking of my friend Sharon, who would share about peeling the layers of the onions. And she would talk about, you know, in the beginning, you're starting to peel the layers off, and it's kind of like, they're kind of hard to get off. It's kind of hard to look and see what's really going on there. And then as you dig deeper and you get down into the like deeper layers where you're really seeing stuff, and you're seeing the things that are outmoded in your character, in your thinking, in your core beliefs, things that no longer serve you, maybe deep wounds that have been there that we've avoided and escaped and just stuffed deep down inside so that we wouldn't have to deal with it. And now it's like it's all coming up to the surface. It's just bubbled up, and we're digging deep into that onion, and it's making us cry, you know, or it's making us really wake up. And in some ways, this can be quite challenging. In other ways, what a beautiful thing. Any of us who have hit those massive bottoms and come out of it on the other side with some type of spiritual awakening, where we've woken up and realized, wait a minute, I'm not just a body. I'm not just my thoughts. I'm not just my feelings. Oh, I was so grateful when I found out feelings are not fact. They're just human feelings that we're having. And feelings actually have purpose sometimes in our life. They can be a guidance system. They're telling us something. They're showing us things, you know. Sometimes we have all these trapped feelings. And that's a lot of what I'm getting as I'm channeling through. Some messages are coming to me. I'm very clairsentient, which is I sense and feel, and very claircognizant, which is kind of like information comes in and I feel like I just know. And what's coming through me is that sometimes when this stuff comes up, it can feel painful. It can seem really challenging. We can get really tempted by the fear and the anger and the different things like that. My offering tonight is around what Susan and I are going to talk about even more next week, which is recognizing that we are actually spirit, infinite, unlimited energy who have chosen to come here and have these human experiences. And I know that sounds crazy, but it looks like we are about to go on break. So let's take a short break and we will be back to talk even more about these new energies and how we can navigate them. We'll see you soon.
Life can be demanding, and you may feel like you're constantly on the go, but sometimes our wheels are spinning and we're too focused on making them turn to notice we're stuck in the mud. Tune into The Pause with me, Ellen Wyoming Deloy, every second and fourth Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. Learn how to stop, reflect, and start moving forward with intention. And if you're really looking to jumpstart your personal development, schedule a free consultation with me at ellenwyomingdeloy.com.
Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Tune in to Transformation with Martinet every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Martinet and her guests are here shining their lights today through empowering stories of hardship and transformation. Begin to see your life in a new light. Visit MartinetEmmons.com and tune in every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific to Transformation with Martinet.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
As different layers of consciousness unfold in each show, you won't want to miss a second of this. Make sure to tune in to Transmutation Time, Energetic Alchemy for an Amazing Life, every month with Kelly Kay on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To learn more about Kelly and the show, visit www.enlightenedmedicine.com. You have the power to turn trauma into transcendence. Come bring your shadow into the light so you can begin to truly heal and grow today.
Are you feeling lost in this journey we call life? When you awaken the truth of your patterns, limitations, and beliefs, you can start to heal relationship with yourself, others, and your circumstances. I'm Ritika Rose, life coach, author, and speaker. My mission is to help you align with your most powerful, authentic self and transform how you experience your inner and outer world. Find the confidence and peace to live the highest version of your life. Visit RitikaRose.com.
Welcome back, beautiful lights. I am so grateful to be here with all of you. You are listening to the Sharing Love and Light Show with me, Kimberly Barrett. If you're watching this on Facebook Live or YouTube, please feel free to type in a comment. Let me know that you are here And remember to like and subscribe. Before we get back to talking about these new energies that we're navigating and how to get through them, I want to let you know I can be reached through my website, sharingloveandlightshow.com. If you'd like a free video titled Living an Intuitively Inspired Life, you can visit the link KimberlyLBarrett.com, Intuitive Life. I'm currently offering 20% off all of my intuitive coaching, intuitive readings, mediumship readings, quantum energy healings, and the Blue Star energy activations to all of my Sharing Love and Light listeners out of gratitude. If you go on to schedule, use the code 20% PERCENT. So coming back to this beautiful topic that has come to me, really thinking of ourselves as energy. And I know that's sometimes hard to grasp. I listened to this gentleman, Lee Carroll, who channels in an energy that calls itself cryon of magnetic service. And what cryon tells us is that we are energy, that we are powerful, unlimited energy projecting out into this environment, and that many of us have specifically signed up, and this will resonate with those of you that it needs to resonate with. You are old souls. You have done this before. You have ancient old souls and a ton of wisdom that you've come in with to share with the planet. And right now, as these new energies come in, they're speaking specifically to the old soul to really tap into your inner light, trust your inner knowing, and recognize that a lot of the fear and a lot of the wounds and the stuff that's coming up for you now is really like past stuff that you can set your intention to release. You can also ask your healer guides to release it from you. There's many people out there, many, many people out there that can help you as well. If you open up to the energy, the right people will come into your life and you'll get everything you need. That is that message that I talk about Abraham Hicks a lot on this show. There's also a book that was written in 1925 by a woman that's called The Game of Life and How to Play It. And she says the exact same thing. It's ask, it's given, right? And she says, you know, for those of you that are Christian and come from the Old Testament or the Bible, maybe even pre-Christian, that it says ask and we are given. Know that whatever it is you're wanting will come into your life. Here's the trick. I've talked about it before. The trick is to believe and trust. So there's stuff that's happened in our lives that we are currently healing from and currently facing that kind of get in the way of our ability to believe that things are even possible or to trust that things are going to be okay. I was really faced with some things recently, and I asked my guides, how do I move forward with this? One of the things that I do, and I share with all of my listeners whenever I share, is I ask to have the fear removed and to help me see clearly. I'll say, please remove my fear and direct my attention, direct my thoughts to what you would have me be, that divine loving creator intelligence that created me. How would you like me to see this? And what followed was for me to just start kind of like cleaning stuff up in my life. I started giving things away that I didn't need anymore. I started looking at my own life. Some of you can go to therapists or to life coaches, to different healers, whatever it is, and start looking at what do I not need anymore? I started looking into a lot of my core beliefs. What do I really believe about life? And is that really working for me? I've discovered that how I'm perceiving things is how I end up feeling about things. So I can check my feelings and see where I am. If I'm in a lot of anxiety and fear and anger, I might want to check my thoughts and my perception and see what's going on there. What I found with a lot of the people that I help when I'm coaching or when I'm, you know, really helping people out, when my friends are calling me, is that things from our past are really coloring how we're seeing the current moment. And I think that's part of what the light is going to shine on all these things and show us the truth. Here's the catch that my guides come up with. And this is from, I nickname the Galactic Federation, not really galactic. I call them the Federation of Light. I don't know if I'd go as far as to say galactic, but they are definitely light. They are light beings. They are for the light. They are for the transition on our planet into living more into our heart, living more consciously, consciously aware, to be able to wake up, be kinder to our planet, be kinder to each other, to wake up and be kinder to ourselves. What a novel concept to start being kinder to ourselves. So they started bringing in all this information, and part of what they were showing me, they're shifting whatever it is I was saying earlier into this whole thing about it begins with you. And I said that in my first episode, it begins with me, that I need to go within myself and take a look at how am I perceiving things? How am I looking at things? Where are my thoughts? What are my beliefs? And as I've been moving forward, I've been identifying some core beliefs that I'm like, I don't think I want to believe that anymore. I can tell all of you that 25 years ago, I had the core belief that I was the victim, that I really believed that I couldn't change how I felt that day. I really believed that other people were doing things to me, and if I could just get them to act differently, if I could just, you know, kind of manage life differently, if I could control things a little better, that life would go great. I didn't believe much in spirit or a higher power or a God. I didn't realize that I was filled with anger, resentment, fear, self-pity. I had no idea. And yet the core belief underneath all of it was, I'm not enough, you're not enough, there's not enough, it's just not enough. And when I identified that, then I started really seeking and asking, please, please change the way that I'm seeing things. And I can tell you that today I have a core belief that when I'm disturbed, I need to look within myself. There's something going on there. If there's a disturbance, I need to check my perceptions. I need to look and see if maybe I've been triggered by something from my past. I'm not perfect at it. Only I do take so much more responsibility for things in my life today than in my past. And I've noticed that that's one of the shifts in consciousness that has happened over time for me personally. And I think many of you out there are probably relating to that. As I move forward, I'm noticing that there are other people around me that have those beliefs, and I'm able to really help them see where it's really my perception. Everything in my life can relatively remain the same. I might be at the same job, or I might be around some of the same people, only I shift how I'm perceiving myself. An example was when I lived with my mother, and I really believed I was a victim of my mother. And if she had been nicer to me and if she had acted differently, then my life would be better. I was really that victim, you know, and we wouldn't fight all the time if it wasn't for her, because, you know, she's the one starting all the fights and I'm the victim of her. And I am so grateful that there were people in my life that helped me to shift. I was able to look and start to see that perhaps I might have some perceptions in me that I need to look at. And I'll never forget the day that I was standing in the bathroom and I had become mindfully aware. I'd started practicing that mindfulness. I've shared this on my show before. I'm mindfully aware of my thoughts. I'm mindfully aware of my feelings. I'm mindfully aware of my action urges. And I suddenly realized that most of the time I was starting all the fights with my mother. It was my perception that was leading to the fighting. It was really amazing to wake up to that. And what my guides are saying is that these are the type of things that we're facing now, is we're really waking up to any old wounds that might be in us. So many of us have childhood wounds that we might not have been aware of. Maybe we didn't get our emotional needs met. And I love listening to Brian Ridgway sometimes, because he started describing, like, he's the one that wrote Break Your Self-Help Addiction, and he does some pretty cool stuff in helping people to shift and change. And he was talking about imagining that you were in the cave of creation and you chose these parents and you chose this story and you came in to these people that were already broken. You know, like, they don't know what they're doing either. They had that veil of forgetting hit them, and that we've all forgotten who we really are. And part of the process in life is to wake up. We talk about the awakening. I am going to wake up consciously and start to become aware of who I really am and who you really are and who we all really are. And I start to wake up into, wow, I'm seeing things differently. And that's part of the process that I've had, that over the years I've had different awakenings happen. I let go of that massive victim and I started to shift. I started to look at some of the behaviors, thoughts, and feelings that were causing damage to other people in my life. And I started mending relationships, started really believing that there might be some kind of higher self or higher power, some type of spiritual beliefs that I could believe in. So I started having this spiritual awakening and started to realize that, you know, there really is something there. And over time, I've even come to believe that spiritual energy is all loving, all powerful, just loves us so much and gives us a ton of free will to really play things out the way we're going to play them out. And I've really come to really shift with a lot of things. I have the sense that a lot of you out there are starting to wake up as well. And the last thing I'll say before we go on another break is, I remember years ago when my friend Paula gave me this book, Creative Visualization, and I wanted so bad to believe as she believed, as Paula believed, that she had the strong faith and the strong belief and this, you know, zest for life. And I didn't think I could get there. And I can tell you all that, man, has my life changed. And I can only imagine, and actually I have direct connection with the other side and I have friends that are mediums, and she has come through from the other side and said, isn't that just amazing that you have these spiritual beliefs today? And I'm pretty in awe of that. I want each of you to tap in and notice that that's there and that's part of this awakening, even if it's a tiny, tiny bit that you're starting to shift into that. So we're going to take another break. And when we get back, we're going to keep talking about being these amazing, powerful spiritual beings, having this human experience. We'll see you soon.
Hi, I'm Patricia McNair, host of Divine Guidance with Patricia. And I'm here to help you live a more authentic, spiritually connected life. Join me every first and third Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Being who you are in everyday life is the key to unlocking soul wisdom within that our whole self already knows. Get ready to embrace your spiritual, mental, and emotional well-being, your whole being. Discover your gifts and strengthen your connection to spirit. We will explore earth guidance, divine truth and love, past life lessons, and so much more. So listen in to Divine Guidance with Patricia and join in your personal adventure to triggering, opening, validating, and being all that you are. For more information about me, visit divineguidance.earth.
There isn't a magic pill to creating your healthy lifestyle, yet it doesn't have to be hard or feel impossible. Health works from the inside out, connecting both your body and your mind. Georgette LePage lives and breathes what she teaches, so allow her to be living proof of what can work for you. Connect with her now for a free 30-minute discovery session to see what results you are looking for and how she can help you get them. Visit GeorgetteLePage.com.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hello, beautiful lights. Welcome back. You're listening to the Sharing Love and Light Show with me, Kimberly Barrett. If you're watching this on Facebook Live or YouTube, please feel free to type in a comment. Let me know you were here. And remember to like and subscribe. Before we get back, I do want to share with you how you can contact me. I can be reached through my website, sharingloveandlightshow.com. If you would like a free video, I'm offering my Living an Intuitively Inspired Life workshop. You can visit the link kimberlylbarrett.com/intuitive-life. I'm also currently offering to all of my Love and Light listeners 20% off all coaching, readings, healings, and Blue Star Energy activations. So just use the code 20PERCENT, so 20%. So we have been talking about really that spiritual awakening that comes to us. I think that's been touched on. Also peeling that onion, and when you get to the bottom of it, it starts to get really, really bad. It makes us cry. It gets smelly. You know, it can be really challenging. It can be mucky. It's not always pretty. Sometimes when I'm looking into resentments or I'm looking into past harms or hurts, I can tell you when I've healed from any of the past, like traumas, that it's been like re-breaking the arm and resetting it. So it can be pretty challenging to move through. However, I can tell you once I get on the other side of it, it is like this great freedom and this shift in consciousness and this change into really understanding that we really are spirit having a human experience. And talking about that human part that many of us, you know, it's like, yeah, I signed up for this. I decided to come, you know? And then when we start having the human part of it, it's like, I changed my mind, right? Especially if really uncomfortable feelings come, or if people just really aren't acting right, you know, when we get in those thoughts that are, I call them should statements, you should be doing this, you should be doing that. And my mind gets locked into, if I could just get these people to act right, then I would be happy, you know? And so really recognizing that we came here for all of the experiences. I think of a statement from, you know, that ascended master, we all call him Buddha, that the message was, we're going to have 10,000 sorrows and 10,000 joys. And to experience life is why we are here. I continue to think of the teachings from Viktor Frankl, who I talked about in my first episode, who was a prominent psychologist. He had been put into Nazi war camps and in Auschwitz on top of that, which was like the worst, one of the worst ones. And he talked about, there is one thing as a human being that no one can take from you. And that's where he started talking that self-actualization. And I really get messages all the time that if you knew who you really were, if you began to get quiet and be with yourself for 5 minutes a day or even 20 minutes a day, if you go outside in nature and really connect with nature for a little while, it's like, turn the phone off, turn the TV off, turn off all the noise and distractions. And I'm laughing because I can hear the moms now. It's like, well, no, you can't turn your kids off. However, they would enjoy this as well if things get really quiet and you're fully present with them. So that's another place you can practice it, is just that full presence with those children that are with you, or full presence with those animals. And really dropping in with yourself. The challenge with this is sometimes we drop into stuff that we don't want to be with. And that's the healing process, is that eventually I got to face it, sometimes feel it in order to heal it so that I can move on and let that experience go. Our bodies storehouse so much stuff over the years that after a while, we really need to be able to be with ourselves differently. And I think that's a lot of these new energies and what's coming in, certainly in my direct experience, and certainly what's channeling through me. One of the things that came to me recently was to remind us, and I'll read it to you all, let go. Breathe. Bring your full awareness to your breath, the in-breath and the out-breath. Let the thoughts be in the background. Bring yourself gently back to the breath. If you get caught up in any of the thoughts, just label them thinking and come back to the breath. Make a decision and set your intention to let go. release the past thoughts. Let's just let go for this moment, just for right now. I intend to just let go of the past thoughts. And then let go of those future thoughts. Just intend to release the future thoughts for now. Right now, I can just be right here, right now, where my feet are. Right here, right now, and whatever is happening, even if there's a lot of noise around you or chaos, perhaps if you're driving, please pay attention to your driving. If you are wherever you are in the world, let go of the thoughts about what's going on. See if you can set your intention to let go of all of your perceptions, to let go of all of my opinions, to let go of really needing to analyze or figure things out. That just for right now, I'm going to release past thoughts, I'm going to release future thoughts, and I'm going to release the current thoughts. And just relax with the in-breath and the out-breath. And just be with that piece of me that's breathing in and breathing out. And breathing in and breathing out. And if you get caught up in anything again, just notice it. Don't fight it. Don't expand on it. Just bring yourself back to your breath. Back to your feet, back to your body. See if you can embody your whole body just for a moment. This is where we can allow that intuition and inspiration to come to us. When we get in that place where we are just fully with our breath, fully present in the moment, allowing thoughts to be in the background, I can release myself from those past thoughts, release myself from the future thoughts, and come fully present in the moment, just for a little bit each day, to let go and just allow life to be life. When we get really caught up in things, we can put that stop sign up. Stop it, stop it, stop it. Don't move a muscle. Breathe. Notice what's going on inside of you and outside of you. Count to 10 if you need to. And see if you can't notice where your perception is and what's going on. And then start to check the facts. What is reality? Do I even know what my reality is as far as it is what it is, right? Or am I really caught up in all these beliefs and opinions and perceptions and all this stuff going on? Can I just bring myself back right here, right now and hear the sounds, feel whatever I feel, and then I can come into me and find my own truth and my own power from within me. And that's really the offering from my guides tonight, is the way to navigate these energies is to really keep coming back to the present now moment and notice how a lot of what's going on is we're caught in past perceptions, or we're often future thinking, or we're in like our perceptions and opinions and judgments and, you know, core beliefs and all that stuff, rather than just being fully present in the moment with each other, with life in that moment. And when we can get here, we can really notice the child that's in front of us, or, you know, the butterfly that just flew by. Or notice the cars around us and the people that are around us. We can really come into the moment and navigate from right here, right now, in this moment. So we're going to take one more break. And when we get back, they want me to talk a little bit, as I'm wrapping it up, about taking our power back a little bit as well. And I know when we talk to Susan in a couple of weeks, she is part of Divining Women and just brilliant. We'll talk more about this topic. So we'll see you soon.
Melissa Johnson is a certified life coach, author, speaker, and creator of WOW Ministries, Worship Over Worry, designed to give you the tools needed to live a life of purpose. You have a choice daily to worry about your life and give up the fight, or decide to worship God through your pain and triumph victoriously. Melissa Johnson offers a variety of books, curriculums, and programs to guide you through a self-discovery journey.
Book your consultation with Melissa Johnson today at wowministriesllc.com.
Do you question what an authentic life really looks like? Tune in to The Alley Effect with Allison Blythe, authentically living life your way. Every first and third Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com, where Allison Blythe brings you tools, resources, and actionable steps toward your very best life. Take responsibility for your own happiness. For more about Allison, visit Allison, A-L-L-Y-S-O-N, Blythe, B-L-Y-T-H-E.com.
It takes courage to step into your calling and go for your dreams. Sabotage monsters can get in your way, preventing you from reaching your potential. You can choose to struggle alone, or you can choose community and support, someone to walk beside you, meeting you where you are. If you are ready to make real and lasting change, Coach Christine Clark is here for you. Find out more about one-on-one coaching and group programs with Coach Christine at sunglowtransformation.com.
Your own innate brilliance already lives inside of you. Come discover it so you can shine brightly in this world. Join me, your host, Adrienne Cobb, Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, during My Wild Magic on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and get answers to who you are and where you belong. To learn more about me and the show, visit MyWildMagic.com. Again, that's MyWildMagic.com.
Tune in to the Sacred Attunement Show with Asher Countryman, unlocking the power of mind, body, soul abundance. Tune in every first and third Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Asher as she guides you to sacred attunement. Align your mindset and your actions to master your life's purpose. Discover more at sacredattunement.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Sharing Love and Light Show with me, Kimberly Barrett. If you're watching this on Facebook Live or YouTube, feel free to type in a comment. Thank you to those of you that already have. Let me know that you are here, and remember to like and subscribe to Transformation Talk Radio. Before we get back, we are going to make sure you know how you can reach me. You can reach me through my website, sharingloveandlightshow.com. And if you'd like a free video, I am offering my Living an Intuitively Inspired Life workshop for free. It's a video. You can access it through Kimberly L. Barrett, that's BARRETT.com/intuitive life. I'm also currently offering 20% off all of my intuitive coaching, intuitive readings, mediumship readings, quantum healings, and blue star energy activations. To thank all of my Sharing Love and Light listeners, just use the code 20%, 20PERCENT. So I am really enjoying this topic that's coming through me tonight. And my guides, like, one last thing to throw in there. So we've been talking about how we are energy, we are spiritual beings having a human experience. I know that my guides have talked quite a bit about how we're peeling onions, and we've got to actually feel those feelings. As you're feeling those feelings, breathe through those feelings, come back to the moment, and remember that you are eternal spirit, that this is just a feeling that you're having. feel through it, whatever it is that you're going through. It's sort of like take the, they're showing me an eagle flying really high, that when storms come, eagles fly above the storm and watch the storm as it passes. And it's, so it's sort of like your consciousness can take a more detached view as you're crying things out or working through your anger or, you know, whatever it is that you're going through. Try to take that eagle eyes view. The last thing that they wanted to share about is to remind all of us that we do have that personal power within us. And if you think about yourself as an energy being, part of our power center is in that solar plexus. And that can be governed, you know, these are chakras. So if you're not sure what chakras are, we can certainly start to talk about some of that a little bit more. Just send me a note if you would like me to do, you know, maybe an episode on chakras and talk more about what that is. But your power center, know that you are a powerful, powerful energy being. And a lot of times we don't feel that way. And what's happening is we're giving our power away to others. So there's so many ways that we do this. One of the ways that we tend to give our power away to others is because we have this core belief that we are somehow not worthy or not valuable or not enough unless we're helping others. So it's sort of like, it's not really that altruistic helping people. It's that I don't really have any worth or value unless I'm helping people. So start to become aware of that. You can actually heal that in you by really starting to shift that core belief pattern. You are valuable and worthy. I had found this from a psychologist years ago. It was a workbook that was called the Self-Esteem Workbook. And he talked about unconditional worth. And as human beings, being these spiritual energy, you know, being this oneness, being this connection to the divine, I have a belief that you are a little spark of the divine that has come down into this earth as the human being that you are. So each of us have that divine spark within us. And once you recognize that and start to feel it and start to tap into it, what you'll notice is you're giving your power to others. It's sort of like my happiness and how I feel about myself and my worth is just being handed to everything outside of us. And taking our power back is by coming back into our center, like we were talking about, breathing, coming back into yourself and recognizing that it doesn't matter what's going on around you or how people are acting or whether you're able to help people or not, doesn't matter. What matters as far as worth is that you're worthy because you were born. And so that's a thought that I offer each of you to start to retrain yourselves into. You have worth because you exist. You have worth because you were born. We're here to experience, and a lot of us love to experience what it feels like to share our experience, strength, and hope with others, to share our love with others. Some of us have forgotten how to receive, so we can share with a lot of people, and yet it's difficult to receive. So my offering, since we're running out of time tonight, is to take your power back. And remember that you can help people, but that's not where your worth comes from. Your worth comes from within you. Your worth comes from you being that spirit that's having this human experience. So that's my offering to you with that. You know, to sum it up, we are really shifting into some really amazing new energies, and it's dialectical. Dialectical is two opposing forces at the same time. We're shifting into these amazing new energies, and it's shining the light on all the stuff. that is no longer serving us. It's going to shine the light on everything that's not working in our own personal lives, in our collective lives together. It's shining that light and knowledge. And so what we do with that is entirely up to us. And the offering that comes from my guides and from deep within me and my higher self is to really start to get to know who you really are within you. So really taking that time out to get quiet, to just breathe and let go, and start to, you know, sort of find out, who am I really? What am I doing here? And I think all of the answers are within us. All the answers are deep within us, and all the answers will rise to the surface for us. And I really offer that to everyone tonight. And when you're going through those big emotions and those really difficult things, my offering is get your surfboards out. That is all your skills that help you get through life. If you don't have those skills, you know, there are dialectical behavioral therapists, there are cognitive behavioral therapists that are mindfulness trainers, there's energy healers, there's life coaches. Get some help if you need it, 12-step programs, whatever it is, get that surfboard and ride those waves. Pull your wings out of your back and rise above those storms like an eagle. You know, so I am offering to all of you lots of love and light. I will end with my favorite saying, which is that love is not a verb. It is a state of being. It's an energy we can step into. It is a level of consciousness we can move into. Join me every first and third Thursday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern time on Transformation Talk Radio, sharing love and light, vibration and consciousness on the planet. In 2 weeks, which is March 1st, Susan Dyer of Divining Women will be on, and we will keep talking about, you know, being spiritual beings, having a human experience. I'll see you next time.
Thanks for tuning in to the Sharing Love and Light Show, Vibration and Consciousness on the Planet, with me, Kimberly Barrett. Remember, love is not a verb. It is a state of mind. You've spent the last hour experiencing love and light and tapping into the quantum energy that already exists in you. But the journey doesn't stop here. Tune in every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio, as we continue exploring the energetic shifts happening in and around us. With love and light, see you next time.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.